When it comes to making decisions in life, the factors to which we usually give the most weight are the factors that seem most likely to provide us with ease and comfort and security. And for Elimelech, that meant leading his family out of the presence of God and into the sin-filled territory of Moab. It looked easier. There was food in the fields of Moab. That has to be a good sign. He didn't want to lead them towards repentance in the word of the Lord. He wanted his belly filled instead of his heart whole. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Ruth chapter 1 verse 2. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. We notice that this famine didn't just affect Elimelech, but it also affected his wife and two boys. They went with him to Moab. Elimelech led his family there. When the original audience would have read this, they may have said something like this, Moab? Why Moab? Anywhere but Moab. You see, the decision to go to Moab is not parallel to us up and moving to a different city. We can serve the Lord in a hope just as well as we can serve Him in Houston. But something different is going on here in Ruth. God had called the people of Israel to live in the Promised Land. That was where His presence would be manifested, in the temple that was located in the Promised Land. Elimelech had no business going anywhere else, least of all, to Moab. Moab was known for several things, and none of them were good. The Moabites originated out of the incestuous relationship between Lot and one of his daughters. Later on in their history, their king Barak hired a prophet to curse Israel. The Moabite women were used as a sexual stumbling block to seduce the men of Israel to worship false gods. And most recently, Eglon, the king of Moab, had gathered up two other nations to war against and to oppress the Israelites. Elimelech had no business going to Moab. It's not what a godly man would have done. He was leading his family for sure, but just in the wrong direction. He was moving away from the presence and worship of God into sinfulness. We see this same thing take place in the beginning. In Genesis chapter 2, God gives Adam a command, a guiding directive for his life. You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. It becomes Adam's responsibility to pass this directive on to his wife, and he does. But it was also Adam's responsibility to protect his wife and family with this directive, which he does not. He sits back and lets Eve fall into the deception of the serpent, hoping that the grass was greener according to what the serpent said. Men, which way are you leading your family? When you pray today, please remember John Herring and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. And also remember the Nabit LifeWord broadcast heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.